The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
I want to deal with, we're going to deal with the topic of fasting, but I'm going to speak the next few moments on how fasting releases supernatural protection. And I'm going to give you two stories. One is from the Old Testament, one is from the New Testament. And then I'm going to pray with you guys, and I want you guys to agree with me as I agree with you for supernatural protection over our families, your family, my family, for the next 12 months. And this is what we're going to talk about again. Our first story is going to be from the Old Testament. And again, it's a story about a brave woman who stood in the gap. One woman stood in the gap to save her race from annihilation from an evil dictator. And you can find this in the book of Esther, chapter 4. Very familiar passage, Esther chapter 4, verses 15 through 17. Again, this is not going to be a very long message, but we're going to get straight to the point. Hello from the United Kingdom. Thank you for joining me. I think you'll be blessed by this. Again, if you're just joining me, we're going to be dealing with how fasting releases supernatural protection in our lives, okay? Esther chapter 4, 15 through 17, it says, "And then Esther told them to reply to Mordecai, 'Go gather all the Jews who are present in Shushan and fast for me. Neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day. My maids and I will fast as well, and so I will go to the king, which is against the law, and if I perish, I perish.' So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther commanded him." Now, let me give you the backdrop on this. On the 13th of Adar, as Esther began preparing to approach King Assyrius to plead with him to revoke Haman's decree, there was a decree made by Haman to annihilate the Jews. Esther, with the help of Mordecai, watch this, gathered the Jews of Shushan. So this wasn't a personal fast, guys. This was a corporate fast. Now you say, what's the difference between a personal fast and a corporate fast? A personal fast is done in solitude. It's done in secrecy. You can find this in Matthew chapter 6, where the Lord said, when you do this, he says, and he's talking about the fasting. He says, do not be like the Jews or the hypocrites at that time, and go and distort your faces and appear to men that you're fasting. He says, surely you'll lose your reward. Again, we're talking about personal fast versus corporate fasting. But he says, do it in secret. Anoint your head with oil. Wash your face with water. And as your heavenly Father sees you in secret, he'll reward you openly. But there comes a time, and you can find this all through the Old Testament, there comes a time, and even in the New Testament, there comes a time for corporate time of prayer and fasting, wherein which you're not individually fasting, but you're gathering together with your local church, with your local assembly, with your family. Even a nation can corporately come together. Did you know there was a time in America's history where the president of the United States actually got up and called for a corporate time of prayer and fasting? We need to get back to that, friend. But here, here comes a scenario in which Haman, a wicked leader, made a decree to annihilate the Jews from the land. So Esther and Mordecai did not take it. They didn't receive that. They didn't say, well, I guess this is just God's token to us. This is just our lot. No, instead, they said, they understood, listen to me, friends, they understood the power of prayer and fasting on a corporate level that can shift things in the atmosphere and can bring about supernatural intervention, supernatural breakthrough, and supernatural protection. So in this case, again, Esther with Mordecai gathered the Jews of Shushan, and they fasted for 3 days and three nights and prayed and decreed for God's mercy in defeating their enemies. They called on the Jewish community to direct their hearts and prayers to God and plead for divine intervention, supernatural intervention, if you would, and overcoming the decrees that had been made against them through humbling themselves through prayer and fasting. And we know the story. On the third day, she approaches the king, which was unlawful to do. She approaches the king and enacted her plan to save the Jews, beginning by issuing an invitation to both Haman and Assyrius to a feast that led to the downfall. And we know the story. It turned on Haman and his plot. And God actually reversed the decree. And what the enemy intended for evil, God reversed it. And it resulted in the enemy's downfall, and the nation was saved, all because a bold woman with a power of agreement, come on somebody, Matthew 18:19, and the power of agreement through prayer and fasting moved the supernatural hand of God to intervene. Now that's Old Testament. Let's go to the New Testament. Our next example is in Acts chapter 27. Here's Paul the apostle, along with prisoners that are sailing to Rome to deliver a man by the name of Julius, a centurion of the Augustine regiment. They sailed to Asia, and after many days, arrived with difficulty. The wind not permitting them to proceed, they sailed under the shelter of Crete off Samon. Passing it with difficulty, they came to a place called Fair Havens. Now listen to what this says. This is Acts chapter 27, verse 9. Now when much time had been spent and sailing was now dangerous because the fast was already over, Paul advised them, saying, "Men," watch this quote, "I perceive that this voyage will end with disaster and much loss, not only of the cargo and ship, but also our lives. Nevertheless," come on, somebody say, "nevertheless, the centurion was more persuaded by the helmsman and the owner of the ship by the things spoken by prophets." So he didn't, Paul tried to prophesy. Paul had a prophetic word from the Lord of the outcome in which he was about to experience. And he spoke this prophetic word, but the centurion in which he gave this warning to was more persuaded by money than he was by safety. Come on, that's a word right there. When God gives you a word, you better hearken unto that word and not undermine that. Come on, wisdom will take us much farther than our lust for money or this and that. Many people have died before their time. They've made poor business mistakes. They've married the wrong people. They've associated with the wrong group. They've went to the wrong church. They did this and did that, all because they ignored the voice of the Holy Spirit. They ignored the voice of the prophets, and they ignored the word of God, and they were more interested in their own personal gain. So that's a whole other message in itself. But let me show you this. So here comes, there was a major storm on the horizon, and the Apostle Paul warns the men of the ship that if they continue to sail, that their lives would be at stake. Again, but like many of us, we reject the warning of God, and we proceed to our own self-gratification. Thus, the men decided to ignore the warning, continued ahead. Eventually, watch this, they were confronted by a disastrous storm called a Arachlodon, which basically was a typhoon that struck them in the midst of their voyage in the sea. The result of this was the ship was being caught in the middle of this storm, and Paul warned them that he said, "You're going to have to begin to lighten the load of the ship." And here's what the Word of God says: "And now when neither sun nor stars appeared for many days, and no small tempest beat upon us," Paul saying this, "all hope that we would be saved was finally given up." Now guys, listen to me. When Paul says all hope is lost, you know all hope is lost. Because here's a guy who was, he was beaten. He talked about perils of nakedness, perils of fasting, perils of persecution. He was beaten with many stripes. He was stoned twice, left for dead. He was led down in a basket. And he says, "And this doesn't even count for the things that come upon me daily." And this guy is saying all hope is lost. So if he was saying this, this is bad, guys, bad. Acts 27:21-25. Listen to this. "But after long abstinence from food." In other words, this tells me that Paul, having knowledge, watch this, and understanding that a time of fasting through prayer can move the supernatural hand of God to intervene, Paul called a corporate fast of the people that were on the ship. And Paul said this, quote, "Men, you should have listened to me." So he rebukes them. "And should have not sailed from Crete and incurred this disaster and loss. Now I urge you to take heart, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only the ship." So here he goes. He's getting another prophetic word. And what? And you say, where did this come from? Verse 23. "There stood by me this night an angel of God to whom I belong and whom I serve." Golly, guys. Man, I just, listen to this. The Holy Ghost just spoke to me. The Lord intervened on the behalf of these people, all for the sake of Paul's covenant that he had with God. How many times has God spared you and I from something when we're operating out of rebellion or ignorance, or we don't have a covenant with God? Some of you listening by Facebook or by YouTube, you don't even serve God. You don't have a relationship with God. You're not saved. Your name's not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You should have died in a car accident. You should have died by a drug overdose. You should have died here. You should have died there. But God spared you. And it wasn't because you, but it was because your husband or your wife or your aunt or your uncle or your grandma or somebody in the church or your pastor had a covenant with God, and they begin to intervene and intercede on your behalf. And because God hearkened unto their prayers and their intercession, he spared you. So watch this. There, an angel appeared during a time of corporate prayer and fasting. And Paul says this. Let me read this again. This is so powerful, guys. "There stood by me this night an angel of the Lord to whom I belong." Notice he didn't say we belong. So this emphasizes to me that Paul was emphasizing that he had a relationship, a personal relationship with the Lord. And he says, "There stood by me this night an angel of God to whom I belong and whom I serve, saying," and here's what the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar." So again, it was never about the other men on the boat. It was all about Paul. Whew. My gosh. So you want to know how powerful a personal relationship with God is? Friends, listen to me. God spared a whole ship from being destroyed because there was a man by the name of Jonah on it who had a call of God, who had a destiny, and he was running from God, and God was shaking up this vessel. And finally, the men began to cast lots, and they said there. And by revelation, they knew that there was somebody on that boat that was running from God. So God was willing to spare those men so he could get that man to his purpose and to his destiny. Come on, guys. If that don't shake you up, if that don't make you excited, and if that ain't enough for you to praise God for, then friend, I'm telling you, you need to get saved, or you need to get refreshed, or you need to get into personal revival, because that is exciting to me, because I know for a fact there's been many times that I could have died in a car accident, I could have died in an accident, I could have been at the wrong place at the wrong time, but because of the prayers of my family, because of the intercession of people that were praying for me beforehand and even afterhand, after I had my own personal relationship with God through time of prayer and fasting, okay? Watch what he says. "Do not be," this angel speaks to Paul, and he says, "You must be brought before Caesar. Indeed, God has granted you all those who sail with you. Therefore, take heart, men, for I believe God that it will be just as it was told to me." This is powerful, friends. Listen, so this is what I want to close with today. Listen, I don't know. We've got 12 months on the Gregorian calendar, our calendar. We just began. We're in January. We've got January to January. We've got 12 months, and God alone knows what the next 12 months are going to bring on a national level, on a personal level, whatever the case may be. I don't know about you, but I know that I need the supernatural hand of God. I need angelic hosts to camp around about me. Psalms 37:4 says, the angel of the Lord encamps around about those who fear you, and he delivers them. I know the book of Job says that when Satan and God was having a conversation, Satan says, have you not put a hedge about him and everything he has and all of his possessions? Friend, I'm going to tell you that not only prayer is effective and prayer is good, and I'm glad you're doing it, but when you begin to pray and you begin to mingle your prayers with fasting, whether it be on a personal level or whether it be on a corporate level, and you begin to believe God for supernatural protection, I believe that God's hand can prevent disasters. He can protect us from disasters. He can intervene in the midst of a storm and intervene in the midst of a calamity. And this is what I want to pray for you guys with, and I want you to agree with me. Matthew 18:19, if any two shall agree in touching any one thing, shall be done by the Father which is in heaven. Father, I thank you for 2017. I thank you that it's going to be the greatest year for ministry. It's going to be the greatest year for my friends that are watching us, for the pastors, for the prophets, for the evangelists, for the teachers, and for those that are watching. Lord, and whether they be the homemakers, whether it be the wives or the husbands or the Sunday school teacher, or the factory worker, or the retail worker, whatever the case may be, this will be the greatest year for business, the greatest year for ministry. And you say, why is that? Because I believe that. Listen, I'm not tied to the stock market. I'm not tied to the national economy. I'm tied to the economy of heaven. I'm connected with His resources, connected to His blessings, and I'm connected to His word. And Lord, I believe that you're releasing for those that are joining, whether on a corporate level or personal level, through this time of prayer and fasting, whether it be 1 day, 3 days, 7 days, 21 days, 40 days, whatever the case may be. Lord, I'm asking and believing, God, for supernatural protection over their families and over my family. Lord, may you hedge us in and hedge us out. Lord, bless us coming in and bless us going out from here and forevermore. Lord, may I pray you keep us from any harm, danger, or any disabling accidents for 2017. Lord, keep us from car accidents, from keep us safe on the roadways, the railways, the highways, and the airways. Lord, keep us safe going in and keep us safe going out. Lord, protect us at our jobs. May there be no disabling accidents, no injuries in Jesus' name. Lord, protect our children, Lord. Watch over our young ones. Watch over those that are in high school and elementary school and in college age, Lord, as they're going out for doing this and doing that. Lord, watch over them, protect them, and keep them. Lord, I'm asking that the blood of Jesus be applied over my wife and over my sons and over my family. Lord, over my bloodline. Lord, protect them. I declare that no weapon formed against them will prosper. And every tongue that rises against them in judgment, thou shalt condemn. I pray and release that over everyone listening to me and under the sound of my voice. I pray for your family. I pray for your marriage. I pray for your children. May the hand of God protect you. May the angels of God be with you and bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against the stone. Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, I'm asking, Lord, that you'd put a hedge of angels, Lord, that you would send angels on the port of entry to our nation. And if you're listening to me and you don't live in the United States, why don't you just stand in the gap just like Esther stood in the gap? Listen, I don't know where you're representing, whether it be the United Kingdom, whether it be Australia, whether it be the Philippines, whether it be Africa. Listen, you can begin to pray that God would supernaturally begin to protect your family. And Lord, I ask that, Lord, that no terrorism would prevail against our nation. Lord, that all acts of evil and terrorism and plots of wickedness would be exposed and would be made manifest and they'd be brought down. And every assignment of the enemy to try to kill, steal, and destroy, just like Esther, Lord, when she began to intervene through prayer and fasting, Lord, you reversed the plot. Man, I felt something in my spirit when I said that. God reversed the plot. We pray for the nation of Israel. Lord, they're scheming, they're plotting, and they're devising, Lord God, a plan to divide Israel. Lord, as the Jewish people begin to intervene through prayer and fasting, and we agree with them, Lord, you're reversing it. Lord, and you are going to do what the enemy intended for evil. You're going to reverse it, And Lord, we shall see the book of Psalms, chapter 91. Thank you, Lord. It says, only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. But it says that 1,000 may fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh your dwelling. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Guys, look, we love you guys. Thank you for your for taking the time out to come on here in this segment. I pray that you'd receive this word today. Pray over this word, and release that. Let it be activated. And I just and just thank Him for that. Give Him the glory and the honor for it. Again, if this is your first time joining me, I'm Ricky Scapell, the founder, the pastor, and the voice of End Time Headlines. You can follow us at endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. We'll leave a link up there in the description for the website there. And also, again, as always, if the Lord puts it on your heart, if you want to covenant with us, if you want to partner with us, if you want to sow into this ministry, help us spread the word to not just America, to the nations through media outlets and also traveling. There's going to be times this year that I'll be doing me travel arrangements, and hopefully I'll get to meet a lot of you guys face to face, and I may come to your region, and I'll be announcing that a little bit later on. Also, there's going to be some exciting expansions coming for End Time Headlines, and we'll talk about that a little bit as they come this year as well. So again, as always, thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your financial support. And just thank you for being a blessing and being blessed by these segments. Again, you can find all these on YouTube. If you're joining me on Facebook, we have a YouTube channel. You can follow us at End Time Headlines. Just look it up on YouTube. You'll find us there. And again, if you're watching by YouTube, you can follow us also on Facebook. Again, the links for the ministry and to donate to the ministry will be on Facebook above, and on YouTube it'll be in the descriptions, and on the website you'll see many places there on mobile or desktop that you can sow into this ministry. So again, we love you guys. God bless you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.